Hour with Luke Bradnam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M.
Welcome to the jungle.
Heyo, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. Luke Bradnam, Cherie Everett, wherever you may be listening to us from. Apparently, our podcast numbers are pretty good, Cherie.
Yeah,
because people
are
all sequestered at home, so they're all listening online at the moment. So it's good.
And
good to have you with us. Oh, well, I don't think general broadcasting rules apply for the podcast, so
no,
we can be a
I
little bit bluer.
So.
Actually, just speaking of that, Cherie, now you've mentioned that we are a bit naughtier and we can get a bit more blue on the podcast. Can I ask you, have you and Spider, since self-isolation has taken hold of the nation, have you guys been kicking it out wider on a more regular basis, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, because we're here all the time and we get bored.
Do you really?
Yeah, thank God he's had a vasectomy.
So you guys have been going at it like rabbits then, have you? Because of the whole lockdown deal?
Well, yeah, because we get to 7:30 at night and then we're all a bit bored and so we go to bed and then, you know, what happens? 3 o'clock.
It's not that romantic. It's like, oh, I'm bored. Do you want to go to...
It's a good time, but yeah, it's good. Isn't that why you get married?
Because you're bored.
Yeah, because so when you get bored, then you've got someone there. You don't have to
What you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah. What do you reckon? I was having this conversation, and I don't know why, but I was having this conversation with my girlfriend a couple of days ago about whether dating sites like Tinder would be busy now or they'd be, you know, really quiet.
How do you go out and meet people?
Well, you might not be able to meet them, but wouldn't be a lot of people be on them? Because that's what she said. She said, Tinder would be really quiet. I don't know why she was thinking about Tinder, but one day she just turns to me and goes, I bet your Tinder's really quiet at the moment. And I'm thinking, why would she be thinking of Tinder?
How
and I went,
she know it's quiet?
I said, I bet you that it's really busy because people have got nothing else to do.
Yeah, they would. They'd be on their messaging, having a good perv, playing around. Mm. Of course they would. Of course it would be busy, for sure.
They'd be like, let's meet up in September 2021 when we finally get out of all this.
Can you lose a bit of weight before then?
Hey, coming up on the catch-up this afternoon, what the Gold Coast is doing with regards to this whole... Look, it's corona. I'm not going to lie. But Eddie McGuire pokes his head in and we drunk up Eddie McGuire as well.
Funny.
How's that for a tease? Have a listen to this.
Awesome.
It's the catch-up. Starts right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Some big news today, and that is that we have now got free childcare for up to 1 million families, they're saying this is going to be for, Cherie.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So what are the details of it? Who gets the free childcare?
So if you are still working, so what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep people that are able to work in their jobs. So you can't before anyone gets excited, you can't just take your kids to a childcare because they're annoying the crap out of you from being home. It's only for people who need to drop their kids off to childcare for them to be able to continue their job.
Right. So can you drop your 16 and 17-year-old kids off?
Because cannot.
I know a lot of
people. So, no, obviously up to the age of 4. I think 5-year-olds sometimes, depending on when they start school. But, so if you have a job and you are obviously at the moment leaving, can't afford childcare. So what the government are doing is don't need to pay the gap anymore. Yeah. So it's awesome.
Well, that is, they reckon that up to a million families across Australia are going to benefit from that. So more details on that throughout the course of the show. That's just some breaking news. So speaking of breaking things, there's people breaking the social distancing rules that we've got in play. And now, I mentioned earlier that the first fine has been handed down to a Gold Coaster for breaking social distancing. Give me a drum roll, please, Brixie. We've got it. This is so Gold Coast, this. The first fine to a Gold Coaster has gone to a massage parlour. There was a massage parlour breaking the rules. How
was
Gold Coast is that?
Was this an illegal one or a legal one?
Well, I think it was an illegal one because there's none of them are supposed to be in play at the moment.
No,
so
exactly.
What about this one? I was just reading this story. Police have closed down an illegal brothel that came to their attention that it may have been illegal when traffic was so busy around the area that cars were banked up for hundreds of metres trying to get into the joint. That was in Geelong, but not on the Gold Coast. But
that is, yes, very true. I could imagine that happening too. But this is crazy. Like, people, it's not worth the risk. There's an enormous amount of government handouts and payments and things like that. Just don't take the risk, because I can imagine, what are the fines? They're like $16,000 or something crazy.
Well, I think they're over $1,000 for individuals. But how about this one? Yeah. Nally, who is on the radio before us, she took some phone calls today, or she took a phone call today from a dude who was travelling over the Talabudra Creek Bridge. Now, 9 times out of 10, in regular times, you go over that bridge and there's kids jumping off it. But you'd like to think that they'd be showing enough respect that they're going to practice social distancing, or that their parents would have enough respect for the community to get their kids under control to make sure their kids are practicing social distancing. How angry does this call make you? Have a listen.
I thought we were socially isolating. Have a look at Talabudra Creek Bridge. They're all just sunbaking and all clustered together. So just come over the bridge, and there's probably 50 or 60 people on that beach. They don't get it. We need to get the message out. Someone's there with an umbrella, sitting under an umbrella, so I have to work. But if I didn't have to, I'd be socially isolated at home like my kids are.
Yeah.
No point all of us doing the right thing if these other jobbers are going to go down the beach and sunbake. You're only supposed to be out of your house if you're exercising. And guess what? Sunbaking is not exercise. Get it through your heads.
No. But the thing is that young people think they can't get it, or that if they do get it, that they won't know. It's all good. Nothing happens to me. But there are young people passing away in their 20s. There was a baby yesterday that passed away. There are young people passing away from this virus.
We want to open the phones up to you. What have you spotted around the coast here that's angering you? Or if you've spotted something like old mate did down at Talabudra, if you're seeing people just flagrantly not abiding by the social distancing rules, or if you've actually seen something positive. Whatever's on your mind, Gold Coast, we want to hear from you this afternoon. Nicole's called through from Narang. What's on your mind, Nicole?
Our homeless is on my mind. They've been left, basically. Churches are closed, roses are closed, you know. They've been left with nothing. There's people on the street.
Can I just interrupt you? Sorry, so has roses closed down?
Yeah, they have it while this virus is going. They've closed down 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow, that's full on.
Everyone's been told to stay at home.
Meals? Yeah.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, these people don't have homes. Some of these people don't have homes.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. Well, everyone's been told to stay at home. What do you do when you don't have a home? It's a good thought, Nicole, and we appreciate your call. Thanks very much.
And we've also got Sean in Coomera. Sean, what did you want to say?
I cross the border daily, on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah?
And ever since I've been doing it, since they put it down, they've got a gazebo set up there, and you just see multiple police sitting, you know, 30 centimetres apart, having a barbecue with sauce on the table, and
they do know.
You think they'd be leading by example, wouldn't you?
Well, you know what? You know what's funny? Sean, you're the second caller to tell us the exact same thing, so there's got to be truth in this. It's quite remarkable that the people that could be fining us for social distancing are the ones that are doing it so publicly as well. Thanks for your call, Sean. Let's go to Craig from Parkwood. What do you got for us, Craig?
Hey, mate, I've just got to say, I work in the retail sector, and the amount of people out shopping when you ask if they need a hand and they're just browsing is unbelievable. They come in with their families and kids. There's heaps. It's constant. Like, we at work, I won't say at work, but we spin out going, can you believe these people? Like, they're just out tight. You can basically fill in their day in. And let alone the 1.5-metre rule, like, we're really aware of it. In a store level, because we're sort of seeing so many people a day, and we're sort of, everyone has their own boundaries, so we have ours, and we've got lots of signage up everywhere, and they just come up in your grill, and it's like I step back, just trying to respect that 1.5 meter thing, and they just keep coming, so we've had to sort of work out a little spill and say, hey, hold on, I'll just get you to step back a bit if that's okay. Like, you don't want to be rude, but
no, I get it, mate, and it's why It's why governments, they have to legislate to the lowest common denominator. In other words, they've got to legislate for the morons in the community that just don't get
don't
the message.
Get it. People and think all, this is a holiday.
We're all going to pay the price for these morons that are just not doing the right thing. Jess from Wurrungri, what did you want to say, Jess?
So when I go down to the supermarket, I constantly wear a mask. Well, I had a mask made up. And yesterday I went down to get some groceries for dinner last night, and I seen this family come out of the supermarket. It was a husband and wife and a little baby that was strapped to his chest. And they didn't have any masks on or anything like that. And they'd just been in the supermarket shopping. Like, I just don't understand.
It's weird. It's very strange how so many people are, honestly, I have a girlfriend who's a nurse, and she said that, you know, they've got people that are coming in with injuries that are predominantly from, you know, being on a holiday sort of type thing.
Really?
She said it's just great. People think that this time is to have a holiday. They don't have to work. They've got some money from the government. Yeah, it's just a holiday. Yeah.
If you're coming in with a skateboard injury at these times, you've got some explaining to do.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
I heard Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk earlier today talking Sharia, and she was talking tough about potential beach closures, just here on the Gold Coast, but anywhere around the state. And what she's basically saying is you're not allowed to go and sunbake at the moment. You shouldn't be sunbaking. The only reason you should be going down the beach is for exercise. And lying on your towel, taking Instagram shots of yourself is not considered.
It's not considered
exercise. And if you continue to do it, there's a chance that they might close down the beaches.
And we don't want that to happen.
You know that it's going to, though, Cherie, because nimrods are going to spoil it for the people that are doing the right thing. And it's a fact. I mean, it's going to happen. The writing's on the wall. You can see it. Sally Guide is covering this for Channel 9 Gold Coast News. She joins us right now. G'day, Sel. How are you?
G'day, everyone. Well, thanks. How are everyone back at the studio?
Well, we're all at home. We're all sequestered in our homes, and I know that's the story for 9 Gold Coast News reporters as well. You guys are all working from home and out on the road. But have you spoken to Tom Tate? Do you know how Tom is responding? Because it was pretty tough talk this morning from the Premier about potential beach closures. And that would be, you know, it would be unheralded here on the Gold Coast for that to have happened.
Well, speaking with Queensland Police just moments ago, they're under the full understanding that they will completely support Tom Tate and the Premier in enforcing the rules that if large crowds continue on our beaches, if people aren't social distancing, if they aren't following the rules and the regulations that are being put in place to keep our community safe, then the beaches will be closed. Now, it would be devastating, but the do's and don'ts have been in a grey area, but they are starting to be really firmed up. And we're kind of we're touching on that and really breaking it down in the news at 5:30 on 9 Gold Coast News. But just some of them, just to give you a kind of understanding, is that morning walks, runs, a dog walk, a quick dip in the ocean, that's all okay. But as you say, running out into the sand and putting your towel down for a few hours just to get a tan, that's not essential. It's not considered an essential exercise. It's not considered essential behaviour.
And if it continues, we're going to lose access to our beaches altogether. And I agree with you, Sel. I think that in a lot of respects, it is that it's not just a flagrant disregard for social distancing. I think there is a bit of a grey area and people haven't been that familiar with what the actual regulations are. And it could almost do with a public service style sort of barrage of media adverts to let us know what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. But I mean, we're telling you right now, you can't go lie on your beach towel down on the beach at the moment. That's a flagrant disrespect for social distancing.
Exactly. And it does mean that we'd also be losing access to our parks and other areas. You know, our other, you know, major public spaces will be jeopardised for, you know, our access to them if we continue to flout the rules.
Hey, good on you, Sel. We'll see you break it down tonight comprehensively on 9 News Gold Coast. Thanks for your time, Savo. We appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
Hey, and Cherie, you know, like I'm broadcasting at home at the moment. There's a real grey area with regards to boating around the Gold Coast.
Yes, there is, yeah.
And I'm telling you shouldn't be out on your boat unless you're going to work on your boat or unless you're going shopping in your boat. Or if boating is your primary source of sourcing
income.
Food,
yep.
But I'm looking out at the moment, and there's jet skiers, there's just boats willy-nilly driving around the Broadwater. That it's message crazy. Has not got through, and no, they're going to have to make...
They'll make all these changes and stuff. It was just like at Springbrook the other day up at the big hiking trails up there. It was absolutely jam-packed. The roads around that parking area were absolutely jam-packed. It's just ridiculous. This isn't a holiday. We're not having time off work for a holiday. This is time to lock down, be home, be safe, and to look after the elderly in our community. And can I just say again, it's not just the elderly that are dying. I know there's a lot in the media that says that it is, but there are babies, there are children, there are a couple of 13, 14-year-olds, and there are 20-year-olds that are also passing away from this COVID virus. So everyone needs to pull their head in.
Pull your head in. You heard it from Cherie Everett.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Hey, I've got to say, Cherie, that I have noticed just an absolute plethora of people online posting their at-home workouts that they're doing. It's like a plague proportions at the moment.
You know what it is? I think it's in a scream for attention. I think these people, because they're not surrounded by people in their workplace going, oh my God, you look beautiful. Oh, I love your top today. Or your skin looks good. I think they're having to do it on social media.
I'm noticing that, and I'm noticing a lot of, oh, take me back to here, and they're in Bali in their bikinis or something like that. But you're telling me that social media is actually playing an important role in this part as well, and it's like with communities. And I know producer Jeremy, his particular street that he lives in have formed a Facebook group just for his street where they can look out for one another. And you've got the same thing going at Sanctuary Cove?
Yeah, we do. At Sanctuary Cove, we have our own page. And so once sort of COVID-19 took hold and we all had to, you know, change our way of life, so we just have a forum on there. And if you need anything, if you're elderly and you need anything, then you write it on there and one of us younger crew will go and get it. Like Pete's been out shopping this afternoon and he grabbed some stuff for an elderly couple. I mean, that's what it's all about. And, you know, he was going up to check our mailbox anyway, up to Oxenford, and they love these certain types of loaves of bread that are at a little bakery up there. So he went up and grabbed them for them. And it's those little things that save the elderly having to go out because they're putting themselves at risk every time they set foot out of their house.
They get Pete, all the oldies there at Sanctuary Cove. They go,
they'd
Pete,
love him.
I've been trying to get something off the top shelf at the IGA for a year and I haven't been able to reach. Can you grab me the jar from the top shelf?
But you know what, though? The thing I love about it, and which I think the biggest positive out of COVID-19, is that, like with Jeremy's and the same here in Sanctuary Cove, people will actually meet and greet their neighbours like never before. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, you would go next door and you would borrow a cup of sugar. People don't do that anymore. You know,
you have that friendly banter. I'm at Rivage Royale in Southport. We just got a whole edict come down right now. We're allowed in our building here in Southport, no visitors whatsoever. So I can't have any family members. A strict edict has come down. No visitors whatsoever. So
what
they're
about
just
she can visit.
Family's allowed. Like she's a part-time resident here. But if you like, I wouldn't be able to have my mum and dad here, for example. My brother wouldn't be able to come and see me. My sister. No visitors that don't actually live in the building. You're not allowed in here at the moment. And I'm actually hoping they extend it beyond the pandemic.
You're so mean.
I think we need it for the next decade at least.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
And we keep saying over and over, you can be a part of the show anytime by calling 13 27 10. But you can also hit us up on our Triple M website, our Facebook page. And that is exactly what one of our listeners have done. Lisa Friedman, she's just got in contact with us, Cherie, having listened to our show this afternoon. And we were banging on about, say, those kids at Talabudra who don't get the message about social distancing. Well, she's got a couple of boys, as I understand it, who are at home, but they're not getting the message of how serious all of this is. And Lisa joins us right now. G'day, Lisa. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm just going to read your email, if that's okay, that you just shot us at the show. You say, I need help explaining to two teenage boys the extent of this disease and how they're not allowed to go outside, and you just wanted to vent. You say your boys are not getting the message, right?
I have a 16-and-a-half-year-old boy and a 12-year-old. Now, the 16-year-old is keen to go surfing. He's keen to go fishing. He's keen to do everything with his friends right now. Now, his friends, Mum and I, are on the same page. They wanted to go fishing in the same car this afternoon down to Emerald Lakes. Dad apparently is okay, according to them.
But you know what the argument is?
I've got with my 16-year-old, I am a teacher aide in a private school, in a public school. So I've had to go to work today, the whole week. That class is essential. My two kids don't get the difference and how serious this is between essential exercise and non-essential.
Yeah.
What's your 16-year-old's name? What's your 16-year-old? What is it?
Jack.
Jack. Put Jack on the phone. I want to chat to Jack. Jack. Yeah, Jack, Chuck, I've had Jack of Jack. That's what I've had, Cherie.
Jack, come here, serious. Come here, please.
Whack Jack on the phone. Put him on the phone.
Jack, come here, please. This is Jack Luke. Come here, please.
Jack doesn't think the rules apply to him.
Jack, can you come here, please? You're on the radio.
Come on,
He's so big, he won't even come to the phone, Luke.
Oh, he's pussing out. He's pussing out now. Well, he'll be listening to this.
You're pussing out because you won't even own up.
Yeah, okay, well, at least...
I'm from work today, and he's absolutely had a big argument with me because I will not let him go fishing to Emerald Lake tonight.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's some advice to me. You tell to Jack to go and Google some of the patients and how their horrific deaths are from COVID-19, and you ask him if he'd like his grandparents or his parents to be suffering through that, or for him for that matter, because there are young people dying from this disease.
That's what my argument is. It doesn't discriminate anymore. You've got healthy people in this world who have no underlying issues, no medical problems, that are dying on their own.
Yes.
These kids on the Gold Coast and around the world do not understand, and I know the government is trying to address everything, they need to make an address specifically to kids and teenagers so they understand.
Well, I want to chat to Jack. I want to just say to Jack, because Jack could be listening to this. Jack, first of all, mate, grow a set. You should have hopped on the phone and copped it like a man, all right? So
hang
you've got
on,
some growing
on,
up to do. He'll be listening to this, don't worry. And the other thing is that, Jack, you got to start thinking of people other than yourself. And I'm not just referring to you, mate, but I'm talking to all people your age who don't get the severity of this. And I understand it because you've never seen anything like it before in your lifetime, mate. But guess what? None of us have. And, you know, it wasn't, it was people only a few years older than you, Jack, back in the day, back in your grandfather's times, that were being asked to go off and fight wars, mate. Three years older than what you are, Jack. And you're being asked to not go fishing with your mates. That's all you got to do, Jack. That's all you got to do. And you know what? Who you got to do it for? You got to do it for your grandfather, because they're the ones that are going to die from this, mate. You and your mates probably not going to be. You're going to be okay. But, mate, do the right thing. You're probably a really decent young man who doesn't get the severity of it. But believe it, mate, if someone as dumb as me can get my head around it, you can as well.
Yes,
so come
exactly.
on, Jack. Do the and right
it's just,
thing.
It's the whole of the teenager generation. They are not getting the severity of this worldwide disease.
In the words of one wise Gold Coast woman, one Cherie Everett, pull your friggin' heads in. Hey, Lisa, thank you so much for your time
for
this afternoon.
Hopefully someone hears it and we do have a band together. Thank you very
good
much.
On
You're doing a great job, boys.
Thank you. Good on you.
And you know, well, the funny thing, Luke, is that a lot of men back in the Second World War, they would lie about their age, and they were only 16 when they got sent off because they were desperate to defend their country. And I tell you what, all these douchebag kids of today would be crying in their undies, wanting their mummy sucking their thumb if they had to go to war.
How am I supposed to update my Instagram or do my TikTok videos if I'm fighting a war?
Oh, my God, someone's shooting.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Cherie, you've tracked out someone, a very renowned company that are doing some really great stuff in light of what we're going through at the moment.
Yeah, they certainly are. So Triple Eight Race Engineering, which obviously you'll know from supercars, they've joined the fight against COVID-19, and they're actually developing a prototype ventilator so to save lives. And we're joined this afternoon by Mark Dutton, who is the head manager there. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you guys going?
Yeah, good, good. So obviously you've got a huge amount of engineers and mechanics and stuff there that have got some time on their hands. How did it come about with the idea to build a ventilator?
Yeah, basically, Roland, the team owner, as soon as we came back to the Grand Prix, so we're at that event, which was cancelled, got us straight onto it, basically. So as soon as we were back, started doing a little bit of research, especially internationally, to see other countries which were further ahead in the pandemic, with obviously in a negative way, were already screaming out for ventilators. So we started on it straight away, as a little bit of a look and investigate, and then we had a meeting and decided to start designing it, and had our first sort of proof of concept prototype done. So we started on a Friday, had that done on a Monday. That's not the one you see.
Wow.
We spent a little bit longer to make that one shiny and have a few more bells and whistles on it.
Is it true it's the first ventilator in the history of medicine that's got a V8?
Oh, we'd like that to be true. Yeah, we're trying to make it sound cool and look pretty flash as well.
That's pretty cool. And so, are you in a process now where you are actually able to manufacture these, or are you still in the testing phase?
Yeah, still in the refinement and testing phase. So we wanted to get something produced as quick as possible to iron out some of the more sort of mechanical side and getting it working. And even during that process, we've been working with doctors and ICU specialists, etc. So that as you said, we generally make racing cars go fast. We're not in the medical industry, so we had a lot to learn.
Legends.
We've been learning a lot, and now we're sort of working with them closer to really understanding what they need. It's quite easy for the doctors to tell you, I'll just make a version of what we've currently got. So we just really need to say, okay, those machines cost a fortune and take a long time to build.
Yeah, good on you. And it's a positive thing that you're doing. And we thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
It's funny what different cities are doing around the world, Cherie, in light of being in this sort of lockdown that we are in at the moment. We played earlier in the week, you know, some of the stuff that's going on in Spain and Rome and that places like that. But was it you telling me that people in Melbourne are starting to sing or do some stuff?
They clap. They stand at the end of their driveway and clap their hands at 6 p.m., which is clapping for all the emergency and, healthcare workers.
Well, that's nice. Did you hear what they're trying to introduce something here on the Gold Coast
for all
the people that... Yeah, okay, have a listen. I heard this last night, Channel 9 Gold Coast News. Have a listen to what they're trying to introduce here.
Tonight there's a different kind of call in our community. Gold Coasters encouraged to stand in driveways, backyards or balconies and yell, coo-wee, to each other.
We've all been in isolation, so working from home, homeschooling. So, yeah, just a bit of fun to get the kids involved in something outside and interacting with the neighbours.
And you can absolutely join in on the Coast Cooey Challenge each evening at 5 o'clock.
Oh, that is brilliant. Can you please tell me, I want to hear your best cooey.
Well, it's nearly coming up. It's nearly 5 o'clock, so... Oh, how annoying. You really want people doing that?
I think that is brilliant. Yes, it'll make people laugh. It's awesome.
Call me a party pooper, but that might be the worst idea since...
I'm going to do it.
Rog, okay, go on. Give us a cooey.
Okay,
go
ready? Cooey. Is that good?
Yeah, it's great. It's
the worst thing, idea.
Since Roger Taylor, legendary drummer, he had the idea that you should use your isolation to take up practicing the drums. Just imagine. Yes. Imagine this is happening next door to you. Great. I'd rather cooey, in hindsight, I would rather the cooey deal.
Yeah, and then 5 minutes after the drum lesson stops, you hear this massive cooey.
Yeah. But, I mean, the funny one, we have played it a couple of times, but bugger it, we might as well play it again. The difference between Spain, Italy and England. Have a go at these ones. So I think the first one is Italy. Have a listen. Yes. Opera singing from Italy out on the balcony. Absolutely beautiful. Then you go to Spain where some guy's like a concert pianist and he pulls his piano out onto the balcony. And he's beautiful. Finally, England. where you've just got some drunk yobbo who decides he's going to pump out some Queen for us.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
That's so funny.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Shut the f*** up! That's exactly how it will be here too.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
There's a couple of stoushes in the world of sports at the moment, which is pretty cool, Cherie, because, look, we've got no sport to actually watch. So
we might as well watch two idiots have an argument on a TV show.
Which we are doing. Everyone's doing it at the moment. It's like, okay, if we can't watch two guys beat the crap out of each other on a footy field, let's watch two journos go toe-to-toe on the TV instead. And that's what's happening. So last night, first of all, Eddie Maguire and Tony Jones, a Melbourne sports news reader for Channel 9. He gets Eddie on for a live TV cross. The controversy is, if you're paid your memberships for the footy clubs, should you get a refund for your memberships because there's no footy taking place at the moment? Eddie's point of view as a president of a footy club is, God, the footy clubs are going to fold. If you can leave your money in the club, can you please do so? Because, you know, blood out of a stone and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Tony Jones and Eddie went toe-to-toe. Have a listen.
Okay, unfortunately, there's a lot of empty pockets, Ed. Anyway, you're nice
and... they'll be looked after, Tony. Don't make this into people taking money out of people's pockets.
No.
Don't wind me up when you're with a smart-ass last line, okay?
No.
This is desperate stakes, and don't try and make a headline.
I'm not trying to make a headline, Eddie.
Right?
Anyway,
so, mate,
there'll be more, there'll be more in Footy Classified tonight.
But they must stick with their supporters, okay?
Righto. Eddie, thank you for joining us.
That's on the news, Cherie. That was a news cross.
That's just putting Eddie in his place, isn't it? He likes to dish it out, but he doesn't like to take it.
Oh, they both gave it pretty well there. I mean, Eddie, I was on Eddie's side, actually. I thought he was making a pretty good point, but it was so funny.
All he had to say was yes or no. All he had to say was yes, and it could have been fine.
They sounded like two drunk guys at the bar, and so we had a thought. We did this yesterday with our Prime Minister. We thought, let's slow these two jobbers down and make them sound drunk, because I reckon they dead set sound like two guys arguing over, you know, what's a better code, rugby league or AFL at the bar at 3 a.m. in the morning. This is Eddie and Tony Jones if they were drunk.
You're not listening to me, Tony. You're trying to get a headline.
No.
This is what we don't
have
No. No, mate.
I'm not trying to get a headline, Eddie. I'm trying to get an answer. If a member comes to you and says they want their money back, will you give the money back?
Tony, I just said to you, if you've got financial hardship, speak to your club. We're there to help you. We always do.
Anyway, you're a nice
and they'll be looked after, Tony. Don't make this into people taking money out of people's pockets.
No.
Don't wind me up when you're with a smart ass last line, okay?
No.
This is desperate
Eddie.
Stakes, and don't try and make a headline.
I'm not trying to make a headline, Eddie.
Right?
Anyway,
so, mate,
there'll
when
be more.
Need help,
there'll
they
be
will
more
get
in
it,
Footy Classified
they must
tonight.
Stick with their supporters, okay?
That is brilliant. I love it. And you know what? It sounds like they're arguing over who's buying the last beer.
I could listen to that all day. I don't know what it says about me. I could listen to it all day.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
I'm telling you, Cherie, if you haven't watched Tiger King yet, you're missing out. Like, you're just not doing yourself a service. It's the best documentary I've ever seen. Biggest lunatics
really?
Ever.
I know. I've seen the show years ago when he had his own show, but it's weird. I get agitated by weird people. He had his own TV show for years.
Yeah, but you may have seen his poxy TV show. You haven't seen this documentary. This documentary only came out a couple of weeks ago. Their timing couldn't have been perfect. It's on Netflix. It couldn't have been more perfect because it literally came out as the world got quarantined. And so everyone's sequestered in their own homes. And you're like, what's this Tiger King thing? Let me have a go at it. And there's not a normal person on the show, Cherie. Everyone is a raging lunatic.
Is it worse than Maths?
They make Maths look like they're Albert Einstein meets Sigmund Freud. These guys. They do.
Oh, funny.
They make Hayley from Maths look like she's Mother Teresa. That's what they do.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
they really do. They look. But anyway, part of the plot of the whole thing is whether or not this chick, Carol, someone or other, murdered her husband and fed him to the tigers.
Oh.
Okay. Now, yeah. A lot of people think there's been celebrities all around the world weighing in on whether or not she actually did. Like, I noticed that Gwyneth Paltrow the other day came out and said, she's guilty, she should be thrown in jail. And other celebrities are coming out and saying she's guilty as well. But now, a man who many people believe actually got away with not one murder, but two, O.J. Simpson, a double murder, he's weighed in it. He's been playing golf, Cherie, and he says everyone's hitting him up. Did she do it, O.J.? You'd know. And this is what O.J. had to say.
I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show. And oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying.
Okay, so, here's the interview question. Her? Oh yeah. You got to watch it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they interview her, but a man as crazy as O.J. Simpson thinks these people are crazy, Cherie.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's your answer. It's a must watch. Trust me. You won't mind being isolated when you've got that to watch.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
It's a Thursday afternoon. We might be in the midst of a lockdown due to the corona pandemic, but that won't stop this segment. Everyone's favourite. Let's do it.
Now it's time for Top 5.
We're joined by Triple M's music guru, AV, who is in lockdown himself. He's at his home somewhere. You're on the coast, AV, I'm assuming.
Yeah, at Miami, mate. Greatest place on earth. So I just died.
There you go.
All right. Well, if you're new to the show, you're not sure how the top five segment works. AV is the man that picks all the music for our radio station here, and he tells us the top five songs in the country every week, and then Cherie and I judge them. And we're usually quite in agreement, Cherie, I would say. What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of the time, I reckon 60% of the time we agree.
If we like the song, we give it one of these. And if we don't, we give them one of these. Let's go for it, AV. What do you got for us this week, mate?
Yeah, number five, this girl, her song and her album, Future Nostalgia, actually drops tomorrow. But her big hit, Don't Start Now, has actually become a bit of an anthem for coronavirus because of the lyrics, because it's don't show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now, walk away, you know, how.
Mm.
Awesome. So really interesting. So that's kind of gone viral, but her latest single, Break My Heart, has come in at number 5.
Hey, this has got another one bites the dust sort of vibe to it,
does,
this one.
Yeah, but I like it. It's like a good dance song, dance club. Yeah, I'm in.
You could dance
yeah,
to the
other
street,
one I thought.
Think?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, what did you say, AV?
Yeah, the other one that I thought was Need You Tonight in Excess, that dun-dun-dun.
Oh, you're right. Dun,
oh, yeah. Yes, it is too.
Yeah. Brixie, play that again. I'm going to listen. I want to hear. Oh, it really is, AV. I say she's ripped off in excess and she's ripped off Queen. Buzz her out. She's a thief. What's number 4, AV?
She's back. Any guesses?
This chick, she's not going anywhere.
Dua Lipa again. Physical.
She's going to hang around. She's going to hang around longer than coronavirus. This chick. Buzz her out.
No, I don't like this song. Nah.
Number 3, Tones and I with Bad Child. Guess I'm always gonna be the bad child. I guess I'm always gonna be the mad child. Cause you'll never understand my weird mind. My weird mind.
It gross on you, this song. I'm going to give it a yes this week.
You know what else grows on you? Warts. And I'd rather get warts than listen to this. No. Hey, have you noticed so far, every song in the top five has been a chick? So far.
Yes, because women are awesome.
Oh, girl power. Aren't you just?
Yep.
What's number two,
put
mate?
Put yourself out there.
This St. John Roses.
Another chick.
Yeah, nah. Too hip-hop for me.
See, this is the sort of thing I could dance to, Cherie. I actually like this
one. Oh, my
God.
Can you please show me how you dance?
You love it, mate. I can't
Let's
dance properly at the moment.
Let's dance.
I'd need to take my shirt off to dance properly. Okay, number one song in the country. Let's go. Come on, what do you got for us, mate?
You love this, Luke.
Well, I used to love The Weeknd, but now I'm not allowed to do anything, so I don't care about it. Trust me.
There's nothing to do on the weekend. It makes me dream of cruising in my RV. Yeah, I like it.
Hey, thank you, AV. We appreciate it, mate. Stay safe in Miami.
Yeah, thank you. And just one local thing. Amy Shark, she's joined the Global Citizen Together at Home concert series. So tomorrow, 11 a.m, she'll be doing an Instagram concert from her home here on the Gold Coast.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
cool. Rock on. Good stuff. Good to see the musicians doing something, giving back in some way.
We
appreciate it. Catch you later, AV. There he goes. And Cherie, that is it for us. We are racking off out of here. Anything you want to say? What are you up to tonight?
No, I just want everyone to, I would say drive safe. Walk safely around the house. Be careful. Don't hammer too many things in the wall and hit your thumb like I did. Just be safe around the home and give everyone a great big team hug.
It really is like noticeable now, the lack of traffic around the coast. Like, I have to go out a little bit for work, and you'd really notice that there's no traffic around. It's really
weird. Well, I haven't left Sanctuary Cove since the day we started doing this from home. How long is that? Is that 10 days now?
Are you joking?
I haven't been out. No.
Oh.
Haven't driven my car. I drive the buggy to the supermarket twice in that time, the supermarket here at Sanctuary Cove, but no, I haven't left the house.
Well, half your luck. But anyway, thank you very much for your company this afternoon. We really appreciate it. Stay safe out there, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon from 3 for your local drive home. Cop you then.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.